I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A partnership to protect Connecticut's only native rabbit appears to be working. That means the New England cottontail will not need protection under the Endangered Species Act. Thomas McAvoy owns some land out in Scotland, Connecticut, and like many rural landowners, he says his plot used to be a farm. But in the last 50 or so years,
basically nature took over the property.
Older trees replaced low-to-the-ground shrubs, which is bad news for the New England cottontail. So bad, in fact, that the animal's range shrank nearly 90% since 1960. So McAvoy teamed up with state and federal officials at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He cleared land on his property and found, about a year later,
we just have fields of blueberries and raspberries that came up naturally. In the other area where we planted shrubs, other types of natural shrubs or plants would come up like milkweed.
Several landowners in New England have done similar projects, clearing old growth to create young forests since 2000. That's when the public petitioned Fish and Wildlife to protect the New England cottontail under the Endangered Species Act. Last week, U.S. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell announced that such protection won't be necessary, thanks in large part to conservation partnerships like McAvoy's that in the past 3 years have restored about 4,500 acres of rabbit habitat in New England. McAvoy says going forward, he considers himself more than just a landowner. He's a steward of the cottontail.
I would really love to have my sons and my grandchildren understand and carry that forward for generations, so I really see it as a legacy project.
About 10,000 New England cottontails now live in priority areas of New England. Fish and Wildlife hopes to have that number to more than 13,000 by 2030. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.